today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Look, I just want to get an update on what's going on with tourism. And there's mention in the Courier Mail today, huge numbers of people arriving from all over the world. Oh, here it is. These are people coming in on international flights. Apparently we're doing okay, but obviously not as as good as some southern places, because they've been doing it a bit longer with more airlines coming in. It says at Brisbane International Airport, most of the arrivals have been into Brisbane, although almost 20,000 flew into the Gold Coast rather than into Brisbane. These are internationals. And 3,000 flew into Cairns. Well, we've only just had Singapore, what was it, three times a week, fundamentally. Yesterday it went to five a week, so that should be a step up. So things are improving. I just don't know how quickly. I'm going to get an update on that matter in just a moment. What have we got here? Here's an update. It says, where would you rather be? As a polar blast sweeps across the south, the beaches in far north Queensland are looking picture perfect. They talk about an Italian holidaymaker called Ilaria, discovering after escaping Sydney this week, relaxing on the beach at Palm Cove. Ms. Visicale, that's Ilaria, was happy to have made the dash from down south, enjoying the balmy 26-degree average maximum temp as winter arrives in the tropics. I won't go on with all that detail. They do quote Steve Edmondson. He's the owner of Sailaway up at Port Douglas, saying travellers were expected to head north in winter with more internationals in forward bookings for the winter peak. June and July, well, that's this month and next. He said the conditions are beautiful. It's really nice. Our winter feels like summer for most people. The new boathouse. There's a new boathouse in the Superyacht Marina, taking advantage of the Far North's beautiful scenery and offers nature-based experiences. Look, we'll get an update on what's happening. I've got Gary Kerr on the line. Gary is President Tourism Palm Cove. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. What's the weather like out at Palm Cove today?
Oh, brilliant. Always is.
Not quite always, but it's good to celebrate while it is wonderful like it is at the moment. Let's talk tourism. What's it been like at Palm Cove in recent weeks?
Oh, absolutely flat out. Since Easter, pretty much all of our accommodation places have been pretty much fully booked. Mm-hmm. We don't have any specific figures. A lot of the sort of tourism figures are all sort of amalgamated into sort of one region, but I know through talking to my members in places like the Pullmans and Peppers and so forth, that they're 85-90% occupancy rate, and they're absolutely run off their feet at the moment.
Mm. What's it like looking like into the future? I mean, to say if it's really busy now, and our peak really is going to be, you would think, August, September, what's it looking like for those months? Chockers, I presume.
Oh, it is. I mean, they're saying that 4, 5, 6 months in advance, they've probably been no busier than what they are at the moment. Mm. I think a lot of that's that sort of pent-up need for people to travel. And I know the article in the Courier Mail today was talking about a lot of international visitors, which I know we're sort of very reliant about this way, but Palm Cove predominantly is domestic. Most of our, probably 90% of our visitors are domestic, only 10% international. Mm. And we're quite happy with that. We don't have a lot of the infrastructure in place for sort of non-English speaking visitors. So relying on the domestic market, and I was talking to Mark Olson at TTNQ the other night about our strategy launch, is that our share of domestic market has really, really grown over the last 2 years, obviously because of COVID. And very determined to hang on to that increase in domestic tourism.
Isn't that interesting? So you turned your focus to domestics because there weren't no internationals around anywhere.
Exactly. And a lot of local people, as local as in Australians, didn't realise the quality of the product that we've got up this way, and then all of a sudden they've come up here and say, wow, we didn't realise that this is what we've got in our own country, and it's a safe place. They don't have to worry about going overseas and then maybe getting caught up in COVID restrictions.
No, of course.
Out of their control.
Yes.
And that's really sort of driven the local domestic market. And like I said, we're very keen to capitalise that. And as Tourism Palm Cove is concerned, we're really going to ramp up over the next 12 months our domestic marketing activities to make sure that we don't lose that momentum of of getting more Australians to holiday in Australia.
Gary, I'll just mention this briefly. I've been talking with the Deputy Mayor recently and with Brett Olds about a council project to upgrade Palm Cove. The hint being, oh, it's looking pretty tired now. I mean, back in Tom Pine's day, of course, a lot was done along the Esplanade. That whole surface along there was done in conjunction with local operators, etc. Restrictions on what could be built and what couldn't be built and what plants could go in and what mustn't come out. All of that's going back, I don't know, probably 35 years or something. Now, what do you believe the council is hoping to do, and do you have any doubts, any concerns about how far they might go changing the profile of Palm Cove?
We know that they want to revisit the streetscape or the landscape master plan for Palm Cove. We've been involved in some of the initial discussions with that, and I'm looking forward to ongoing discussions. But one thing I've made it sort of quite clear to Brett and the council is that any changes to the streetscape and the landscape of Palm Cove needs to have extensive community consultation.
Oh, excellent.
Because we've got a real personality of Palm Cove that a lot of people have come to know, and we are going to utilise that personality of Palm Cove's marketing over the next 12 months. We don't want that changed in any way that's going to be detrimental to that that personality. So we're looking forward to it. I know Brett Olds is committed to making sure that there is extensive consultation throughout this whole progress.
He's a communicator. There's no doubt about that. Oh, this is really encouraging. Encouraging. By the way, you said that you've talked to Mark Olson at a strategy launch the other night. What strategy launch? What was that about?
On Monday night, we launched our new Destination Palm Cove strategy. That's really focusing Tourism Palm Cove into marketing Palm Cove as the most serene and sophisticated tropical destination in Australia. That's our ultimate aim. And we're about to embark on quite an extensive digital marketing campaign. We're rebuilding our website at the moment, and that should be launched on the 1st of July. And that's going to underpin all the foundation of our sort of digital marketing. That's going to be our showpiece, I suppose. But we've also been very fortunate in getting a fairly significant grant, I suppose, from Google. I don't know whether you're aware of or how it works, but there is, you can advertise using Google Ads. We have received a grant of $150,000 per year to market Palm Cove digitally through Google. So we're really going to sort of capitalise on that and making sure that not only the awareness of Palm Cove, what Palm Cove is, and also to drive Palm Cove as a preferred destination for people that want to come up to Palm Cove and have just a restful, relaxing, rejuvenating and reconnecting time here.
Gary, you have provided a wealth of information this morning. Thank you.
Oh, that's a pleasure, John.
Really interesting. He's the president, is Gary Kerr, of the Tourism Palm Cove, What else? Just mentions here on this little note to remind people about Market Day. I presume that's this coming Sunday, is it? First Sunday of the month. Oh, okay. Sorry, that was just put in front of me as a last-minute mention, Market Day Palm Cove. Lots of information there from Gary Kerr.